That's right, it's tournament time.
I'm back, everybody.
We're back.
We're still in the first round. Today we're in the U.S. versus the world region. The first rounds for those, we're getting two out today.
A lot of great artists in this one. Some really good matchups. And welcome to the 6th Annual March Mayhem of Music. Rob Strauss, Julie Petrunglo.
Hello.
And assorted others to be joining us shortly. We have plenty of people in here today. And by plenty, I mean probably two others.
But we're going to be switching out throughout the block.
Swapping out.
So you're actually going to get more hosts than usual, even though there are fewer of us here today.
Correct. Variety is the spice of life. Don't they say that?
I think they do.
Whatever. At any rate, today's matchups. The top seed, Queen, taking on the number 8 seed, Green Day. That'll be our first matchup today. And then the highly anticipated matchup of Big Time Rush and One Direction.
That one's going to be a good one.
That one will break Twitter in terms of polling. And we have some results that came in from yesterday's polls. The closest matchup so far was Billie Eilish defeating Halsey. So that is the 4-5 matchup from yesterday.
Only 53% to 47%. It was real close up till the end.
175 total votes in that one, and Billie Eilish comes out on top. So the teenager making her presence known in the tournament. So she moves on, and that is a big bracket buster for a lot of people. I'm going to be doing some stats throughout and trying to figure out who still has a perfect bracket. And I think there's about a dozen left.
After the J. Cole beating Biggie Smalls, a lot of people are out.
Yes, correct. Ariana Grande nearly had 3/4 of the vote, and she defeated Carrie Underwood, 76% of the vote for Ariana Grande. So Ariana Grande, the top seed in the women's region, moves on, and she will face Billie Eilish, the teenager, the young buck, in the second round. That will be sometime next week.
It's going to be a good show.
Back to today's matchups. Plenty of great matchups today. We're going to start off with Queen and Green Day, and we wanted to put Queen in here only for a number of reasons. Number one, they're legendary. Let's be honest. Freddie Mercury died way too young. I think he died in like 84, I believe.
I wouldn't be able to say.
I believe it was somewhere in the early 80s. And with a new movie coming out, which we haven't seen, which is kind of a violation.
I've seen it.
Did you like it?
I did. A lot of people didn't like it because it does follow a lot of what people say is the stereotypical biopic kind of situation. But that doesn't mean it wasn't a good movie, you know?
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
I'd give it a 7. I had fun watching it, you know?
Okay,
I had
fair
a
enough.
Good time. There were cats in it.
Okay, well, that's good. Correction, Freddie Mercury died November 24th, 1991.
Oh.
So that's that. I think they have like a big shrine for him. In his hometown, or at least in like the UK or something. We'll find out some more information, pass it along to you, but we're going to start off with some tunes, and we'll come back with some more information. Green Day, another artist, it's in this mix as well. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, they have musicals based on their music, and very worthy to be in the tournament, but they're going to have their work cut out for them if they want to take out Queen here. So we're going to start off with Queen, Somebody to Love, right here on the 6th Annual March Mayhem of Music. Queen taking on Green Day.
Somebody, please, anybody find me? my beard.
You're just getting loosey.
I'm okay, I'm alright.
He's alright, he's alright. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just gotta get out of
this prison cell. One day I'm gonna be free.
Standing on my own two feet, out of the way, the bullets ring, repeating the sound of the beat. Oh yeah.
Another one bites the dust. We actually had a fire drill during that two-song Queen segment. Started off with Somebody to Love. Like, I literally started Somebody to Love, and I'm looking around. And
immediately there were buzzers.
Immediately, yeah. On the coldest day of March.
It's pretty hard to hear from in the studio, so it at really first is. I wasn't even really sure it was happening.
So Somebody to Love, Another One Bites the Dust. Speaking of Another One Bites the Dust, I'm trying to go through all the brackets. We probably have anywhere between 10 and 15 perfect brackets still remaining in our little pile here. So the Billie Eilish victory has dethroned a lot of people's perfect brackets, but that's okay. That's one of the glories of the tournament.
You wouldn't think that Ariana Grande's win would like get anyone off of their bracket, but it did.
Oh, it did. There's no doubt about that. Plenty of great music here in the middle of right now of our first matchup, which is Queen against Green Day. We got one more from Queen coming up right now, and one of my favorite tunes from theirs. I mean, there's just how do you isolate one great song from Queen?
They have so many. I was making the list of possible songs to put on the show, and there was just one after another after another.
There's too many to choose from.
It's impossible.
Well, the good news is I think Queen's going to go far in this tournament. That the bigger question is, would Queen go far in this tournament if the movie was not so successful?
That's debatable. I feel like there are a lot more people that like Queen for whatever reason, even without the movie. But the movie definitely did a lot of hyping up. I feel like if they were still against Green Day, they'd at least make it past the first round.
Even though I think Green Day is a formidable matchup for them, but I don't see them losing. If we did this poll 20 years ago, when Green Day was kind of like in their heyday, then I would say, yes, Queen is probably going to lose. However, given the circumstance surrounding the film, I think Queen should move on here. But you never know. You never know in this tournament. So we're going to get on to some Fat Bottom Girls right here on Sterling High School Radio. It's the 6th Annual March Mayhem of Music. And Queen, Green Day. Get it. Yes. Queen, Fat Bottom Girls, right here on a three-song set. Start off our first matchup here between the number one seed Queen and the number eight seed Green Day, which we're going to be getting into shortly. You heard Fat Bottom Girls right there. Another One Bites the Dust and Somebody to Love.
All
and
great that, songs.
We did not play Bohemian Rhapsody yet.
That one is going to win.
Save it.
Yeah.
Save that one. There's plenty to choose from there. Turn the tides a little bit. Go to Green Day right now. And Green Day, a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee several years back, doing a great job there, thriving. Your thoughts on Green Day?
You know, I feel like the extent of everyone's knowledge of Green Day right now is either you're a big fan and you know all of it, or they were your graduation song and that's it.
One would say that. They have plenty of awards and between Video Music Awards and Grammys and all sorts. They've won 5 Grammy Awards of 20 nominations and just have done such a great job. They also have just a ton of Kids' Choice Awards, People's Choice Awards, Favorite Artist of the Year, Favorite Pop Rock Album with American Idiot back in 2005, which was a huge album for them. I remember them personally from when Dookie came out back in, I want to say it was 94, around there. Just a great album from cover to cover, and really brought punk pop to the pop scene. And they were kind of like an underground punk band, and now they've kind of brought it into like the top 20, top 40 kind of scene. So
I don't know. You know, I would say that they have done very well, and they have had a great career, and they've done fantastic things. I would say that at this point it's slowing down. You know what I mean?
I would tend to agree with that.
Been slowing down for a bit.
Their first album was called 39 Smooth, which was released back in April of 1990, and they've put out a bunch of albums since then. I want to say about a dozen albums since then. Dookie was the one that really kind of put them on the map in terms of more popular music, and then it just went on from there with Insomniac, Nimrod, Warning, American Idiot, and now they even released 3 albums in 2012, Uno, Dos, and Trey. All of them, 3 different albums, which is kind of cool.
Nice.
Their last bit of music that was released was Revolution Radio back in 2016, released in October, and it was their first album since 2009. So they are doing a lot of unique music, and they're known for their punk scene, and which is pretty cool. And we're going to get into it right now. Green Day, the number 8 seed, taking on Queen, the number 1 seed. We're going to go Holiday right here on Sterling High School Radio. It's the 6th annual March Mayhem of Music. Polls will open for this very, very shortly. Winners from the other region, Ariana Grande and Billie Eilish. The winner of this will take on either Big Time Rush or One Direction. Right now, Holiday, Green Day.
has the floor.
Seagull to the President Gas Man. Pumped away is your punishment. Pulverize the Eiffel Towers. We'll criticize your government. Bang, bang goes a broken glass. And kill all the f**ks that don't agree. Triumph by fire.
Wake me up when September ends.
Starring Radio 6 Annual March Mayhem of Music, Green Day, the number 8 seed, taking on Queen. And that was Wake Me Up When September Ends, song that we typically play when we come back to school. Can you believe? Now joined in the studio by Aaron. By
Hello.
The way, Aaron's
Hello.
Here. That song was released on August 31st, 2005, and was the fourth single from their seventh studio album, American Idiot, and was just a great tune. And it was actually written by Billy Joe Armstrong, who's the front man of the band, the lead singer, regarding the death of his father from cancer when he was just 10 years old. Little known fact.
That's so sad.
It is sad.
That's really sad.
It is sad. But, I mean, Green Day is I don't want to say bag music, but because you can get, there's some songs you can get really hyped to. Mm-hmm. We're not going to play Time of Your Life today because that was everybody's eighth grade graduation song. Am I wrong on that?
I actually don't remember what my eighth grade graduation song was. Isn't that sad?
Wait, no, I mean, there isn't this like, that's like the song though. I mean, that's,
yeah,
that was like the jam. I think it's just too trendy. I just got sick of hearing it like 1,000 times. It was like to everybody's video of like pictures when you came into school and now you're all grown up and everybody's in their bag and everybody's crying, whatever. Polls are going to open very, very shortly for this matchup before we get into the Big Time Rush One Direction matchup, which Aaron is beaming about.
Yes!
I'm sure we'll hear a lot about this.
Oh, yeah.
So one more from Green Day, and then we'll open up the polls and get the Big Time Rush One Direction going. Some American Idiot right here on Sterling Radio, 6th Annual March Mayhem of Music. Green Day taking on Queen. Great artists right here. Good luck. Matchup number one is complete. Queen, Green Day, polls are live right now. Make sure you get out there and vote. Can Green Day pull the upset, the 8-1 upset, I don't remember the last time we had an 8-1 upset, or even if we've had one.
I don't know.
Be impressive if we did. Exactly. Back when the tournament was 64 artists, not 32, we might have had a few upsets. But I don't think the lowest seed has ever beat a 1 seed. I'd have to go back and check.
It looks like Queen is kicking butt right now, though.
I can't see Green Day winning.
I can't.
With all due respect to Green Day, I can't see them winning.
I feel like because of Queen, like they got way like more popularity from like the younger generation because of their movie and everything.
100%.
Definitely.
The year that Michael Jackson died, we threw voice crack. We threw Michael Jackson into the tournament. Michael Jackson just rolled.
Really?
Because absolutely.
I'm not surprised.
When artists die, their music becomes more popular.
Exactly. I mean,
because
it's
don't
sad,
realize but... it is sad, but you don't realize how good the music is until they're dead. You're like, oh my god, I forgot about that song.
And then you're like, oh, well, we want to appreciate them. Now they're gone.
Right. But now we have two artists that are here. They're not all together still, correct? Big Time Rush in One Direction?
Yep. They're on a quote-unquote hiatus, but we'll see.
So the 4-5 matchup, Big Time Rush in One Direction, and one of these is coming out of here.
Oh, yeah.
And you think it's Big Time Rush.
Yeah, I do. I mean, if One Direction did take the lead, I wouldn't be surprised because their songs are still on the radio. But everybody is so hyped up for Big Time Rush, people that I talk to. So I'm not really surprised if they win too. I'm actually counting on them.
Well, we're going to start it off with what you say is a jam, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is a jam. So this is like their signature tune from Big Time Rush. What's the background of Big Time Rush? We were talking about that a little bit off air.
Well,
according to their wiki.
Yes, according to their wiki. Shut off. Give me a second. There we go. We love our data.
Do it.
We love the data. Here we go. Four best friends from Minnesota trade in their hockey sticks and high school life for the opportunity of a lifetime to pursue pop music stardom in Los Angeles as a boy band.
So they're hockey players?
Yeah.
So I like them already.
Mm-hmm. They're from Minnesota.
Minnesota.
At least in the show they were.
Now, what was the show on Nickelodeon?
Yes.
I never watched it.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're half my age, so of course I'm not gonna sit home and be like, "Hey, honey, sorry, I can't watch Survivor with you because Big Time Rush is on."
You didn't even like watch it with like your kids or anything.
No, no, because my kids are half your age.
Oh my god!
So there's a generation gap.
Oh my god!
A little bit of a gap there. At least one of them is.
Well, this was our childhood, so whoever's listening, they're probably very hyped up.
Well, we're going to go windows down. This is the 4-5 matchup right here on Sterling High School Radio, 6th annual March Mayhem Music. One Direction, Big Time Rush right here on Sterling Radio.
If you want me. so insecure. I wish you could see what I see when you're looking in the mirror. And why won't you believe me when I say that to me you get more beautiful every day? When you're looking at the magazines and thinking that you'll never measure up, you're wrong. 'Cause you're my cover, cover girl. I think you're a superstar. Yeah, you are. Why don't you know? Yeah, you're so pretty that it hurts. It's what's underneath your skin, the beauty that shines within. You're the only one that rocks my world, my cover girl. Oh, my cover girl. Walk in rain boots on a perfect summer day. Somehow you always see the dark side when everything's okay. And you wear baggy clothes to camouflage your shape. Whoa-oh. But you know that I love you just the way you're made. And when you're looking at the magazines and thinking that you're just not good enough, so wrong, baby. 'Cause you're my cover, cover girl. I think you're a superstar. Yeah, you are. Why don't you know? Yeah, you're so pretty that it hurts. It's what's underneath your skin, the beauty that shines within. You're the only one that rocks my world. My cover.
You got a heart.
You're my cover, cover girl. I think you're a superstar. Yeah, you are. Why don't you know? Yeah, you're so pretty that it hurts. It's what's underneath your skin, the beauty that shines within. You're the only one that rocks my world, my cover girl. Oh, my cover girl. Cover girl, whoa, my cover girl, whoa, oh, oh, my cover girl.
Big Time Rush, Aaron's favorite.
Yes.
Yes, girl.
Bringing back my childhood memories. Now what am I saying? I listen to them all the time still.
Weren't you saying that you were going to marry one of the guys?
Yeah, in fourth grade. I was convinced I was going to marry Carlos. That was fourth grade. Hasn't happened, obviously.
Somehow I don't think Bay would appreciate that.
No, I don't think he would.
No.
I think he'd be a little hurt.
But apparently Carlos is married with a child and one on the way.
Yeah. And his wife is from Spy Kids. I never watched Spy Kids, so I don't remember like what her name was, but yeah, I just know she was from Spy Kids.
So was this the show of like that you 10 years from now you're gonna be like, okay, this is the show I grew up on?
Yeah.
Big Time Rush.
Yes, every time it was on, like, in my house, it was like, don't bother me. Big Time Rush is on.
Like, don't stay away from me.
Pretty much, unless you wanted to watch the show with me.
Have you ever seen them in concert?
No. I was too young back then to go to concerts.
I'm not at the point where I've taken my kids to concerts.
Really?
I took Connor to go see Foo Fighters, which was cool. It's a cool show. I was so scared for him, though, because there was a ton of people there, and I was afraid that I was going to like lose him. That was like my biggest fear. But he hasn't said, hey, Dad, for my birthday, I want to go to this rock show or something like that. I haven't gotten there yet.
Third grade, I saw Taylor Swift, but I was tired and wanted to go home, so my mom was like, we're not doing concerts for a while because it's kind of a waste.
Did you like Taylor Swift? Not to get off on a side note from Big Time Rush,
yeah.
But...
Yeah, it was good. I can't really
Was
remember.
This country Taylor Swift or was this pop Taylor Swift?
It was country Taylor Swift. Okay. I can't really remember though because I was like 8 years old, but...
Taylor Swift not in the tournament this year.
I know.
We talked about her.
We did.
And we decided not to put her in the tournament this year.
I don't like.
Could have gone in the women's region.
She could have.
And she did not. But either way, U.S. versus the world right now. We're in the 4-5 matchup. The first matchup, in case you're just joining us, Queen and Green Day is now complete. That poll is now live. Follow us on At Nights Radio. And you can vote yourself. But now, Big Time Rush and One Direction. And this song you said is a jam right here?
Yeah. I always liked it.
What is this one?
Halfway There.
Halfway There. Because they're halfway to getting through the first round.
Yes, they are. So go vote for them.
Big Time Rush, One Direction, right here on the 6th Annual March Mayhem of Music.
Us, we would have it all, but the life we live isn't so simplistic. You just don't get what you want. So we take what comes and we keep on going, lean it on each other's shoulders. Then we turn around and see we've come so far somehow.
We're halfway there.
Too far from the start.
So we take what comes and we keep on going, leaning on each other's shoulders. Then we turn around and see we've come so far somehow.
We're halfway there. We're looking good now, but nothing's gonna get in the way. We're halfway there. And looking back now, I never thought that I'd ever say we're halfway.
Halfway there. That's actually, it's quite accurate.
Yes, they are.
Maybe they are. We don't know yet. The polls have not opened yet, but they will open soon. And you can either vote for the number 4 seed, Big Time Rush, or this artist, which you know a lot about, One Direction, the number 5 seed.
Oh, my goodness.
Started off on X Factor.
Yep, 2010, they started off as solo artists on the X Factor. Actually, Liam, one of the members, he auditioned when he was 14. They told him to come back 2 years later. And he got through, but then they were going to kick them all off. And then Simon Cowell was like, let's put all 5 of them into a group.
Genius move by Simon Cowell there.
Yeah.
Nice work. Harry Styles doing his own thing. Dated Taylor Swift.
Yep. And Kendall Jenner.
But did Taylor Swift write like an album about him?
Apparently she has. I think it was her 1989 album. The song Style.
Oh, really?
Is rumored to be about him.
Really?
And Out of the Woods. They were rumored to be about him.
So that's crazy. So all you have to do is date Taylor Swift and you can have like a song named after you.
Yeah.
So you're saying this song right here.
Yes. At least that's what people were saying.
Is it like a read between the lines thing where you have to like
really
examine the lyrics to see if it's about...
Yeah, and literally the song is called Style.
What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe had a little bit to do with it. Come and pick me
up, no hey, whatever. Either way, Harry Styles dating Taylor Swift, that's pretty cool. She's talented. I dig her. I'm not mad at her. I'm not mad at her. No, all right, we're going to start it off with... do you think that this is their best song ever?
One of them. One of them. They have really good bops, though.
All right, well, this is a bop. This is best song ever. The number 5 seed in the 6th annual March Mayhem of Music Tournament. Follow us on At Nights Radio to vote. One Direction, right here on Sterling High School Radio.
like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell.
You don't know your beauty. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know. Oh, oh. You don't know your beauty. If only you saw what I can see, you'll understand why I want you so desperately. Right now I'm looking at you and I can't believe you don't know.
Aaron is head popping right now, and this is so. Who do you vote for, One Direction or Big Time Rush? The polls are now open, and they will be open for another 23 hours or so, so that we can reveal the results on tomorrow's show. Which tomorrow's show, by the way, segue. We're going back up to the bottom half of the men's region. The number 3 seed Elton John taking on the number 6 seed Billy Joel. To me, this is a very, very difficult poll for me. This is your One Direction Big Time Rush. Really? Dilemma. Oh, 100%. 100%. And then your boy, Shawn Mendes.
Yes.
Your boy taking on Charlie Puth.
Who is also very talented, but I feel like Shawn will beat him.
I think Shawn wins there as well. But you never know. Some good tunes by both of those guys. So make sure you guys tune in to that one. Again, second block. And you can vote for today's matchups right now at Nights Radio on Twitter. Make sure you get on board and do that. We're going to keep it going. Some One Direction. Live While We Are Young. Right here in the 6th Annual March Mayhem Music, right here on Sterling High School Radio.
Hey girl, I'm waiting on ya. I'm waiting on ya. Come on and let me sneak you out. And have a celebration. A celebration. The music up, the windows down. Yeah, we'll be doing what we do. Just pretending that we cool. And we know it too.
There it is. The matchup is now complete. Three songs from each artist. Big Time Rush, One Direction. We went Live While We're Young, What Makes You Beautiful, and what was the other one we started off with?
Best Song Ever.
Best Song Ever, that's right. Good call. That's why we keep you around. Right now, the polls are live, and if you want a quick update on what's going on in the polls, we can actually look at that, because we have the technology. One Direction currently leading the way with roughly 60% of the vote over Big Time Rush. 28 votes in, still plenty of time to vote. Queen running away with it, 44 total votes, 86% of the vote going to Freddie Mercury and the boys. Erin has a look of nervousness on her face right now. Are you scared that your boys might be out?
I don't want Big Time Rush to be out. They deserve it.
Of course they do. I don't have the other brackets. I think I put the brackets in my room. However, I want to know how many of the remaining 16 perfect brackets have Big Time Rush over One Direction. That could be a determining factor.
I'm looking at some of them. BTR. Yeah.
Big Time Rush. I never know. So we'll close out the tournament with one more from One Direction, just because we can. And we're going to go a little bit more of a ballad to ease us out of a Wednesday. It's Hump Day. 6th Annual March Mayhem Music. This is One Direction, Story of My Life, right here on Sterling High School Radio. Make sure you vote on Twitter and at Knights Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I take her home, I drive all night. Stays right here in its cage. I know that in the morning now, see us in the light upon the hill. Although I am broken, my heart is untamed still. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. Fire beneath my feet is burning bright. I've been holding on so tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I'll take her home, I'll drive all night to keep her warm in time. It's frozen. The story of my life, I give. Like chasing the clouds. The story of my life, I take her home, I drive all night to keep her warm, and time is frozen. The story of my life, I give her all, I spend her love until she's broken.